is by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right, so you can, of course, bring up anything that you want. That is the point of the program. And, of course, we always have stuff to bring to the table to discuss with you as well. And to start things out here tonight, the Democratic National Convention is going on as we speak. And not that I really care about that. I didn't care about the Republican one.
Don't watch it. It'll, you know, blanch your mind.
Yeah, I'm not interested really in the goings-on of the convention. I'm more interested in what's going on outside of the convention, as we reported to you last night.
Well, before you go on with this, I was watching a little bit of the convention today, and what I saw amazed me. They had they brought up this plank about including a plank in the Democratic convention, maybe their little guidelines, their platform, saying that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and mentioning God in the platform. And they asked for a voice vote. They had to get two-thirds. They asked for a voice vote. And it was pretty obvious to me that it was close, but that the noes might have it. They asked three times and then just finally overruled it and said, by the chairman's opinion, that was two-thirds, that the voice vote was two-thirds yay, so we're just going to take it as yay. They just ran right over it, just like they did with Ron Paul and the Republicans.
So the Democratic Party now has God in its platform?
Something like that. I mean, I didn't really care what it was that they were claiming, it just that how they did it. And they just did the same thing that the Republicans did to the Ron Paul people.
Just kind of making it up as they go along.
Just jammed it right down their throat.
On the rules.
CNN.
Well, that's just how things go, you know? I mean, the people in power, they don't want to have their little positions threatened, and they'll do whatever it takes.
Apparently.
As we've seen. So, but I'm more interested in what's going on outside. Obviously, there's corruption going on inside the convention.
It sure was.
And thanks for sharing that.
I found it stunning.
Yeah, that's useful to know that was going on. But what we discussed last night was that Charlotte has passed these rules that are not just going to apply this week, but will apply from here on out, that essentially ban the carrying of a water bottle.
Socks.
It would ban somebody holding an apple or anything that could be used as a projectile, anything with sufficient weight to be used as a projectile.
It just takes all the fun out of it entirely, if you ask me. You can't throw rotten fruit.
That you cannot have anything they don't want you to have, and basically the law is written in a vague enough manner to where they can just target you because they don't like you. Of course, that's the point, is to target the people they don't like and leave the politically privileged people with their water bottles intact. So, you know, there's some ridiculous news going on from outside the convention, and now that the event has started to heat up, we're starting to hear about some of the protests that are going on. Rumor was that the protesting was weak in Florida due to fears surrounding the hurricane, because you know how people are about hurricanes. They kind of freak out about it, especially if they've never really experienced one before. And I guess the hurricane didn't end up hitting, but it was enough to keep people away significantly from the Republican National Convention. Not so at the Democratic National Convention. The occupiers are on the scene, and arrests are happening, according to The Examiner, as well as other news sources. Looks like John Penley, who was organizing a particular protest, was arrested a few blocks from the Bank of America Stadium, where the event, the Democratic National Convention, is happening, charged with breaking police lines and barricades, which is a misdemeanor. He's being held on $300 bond. Now, where I first saw this story was a Facebook photo of him being arrested, and the caption on the photo, and I can't find this duplicated in any of the news reporting, but the caption on the photo was that they plucked this guy out of the crowd. The official reports are saying he crossed a police line, and so therefore he was arrested for that reason. But the Facebook report was that he was just plucked out of the crowd, they believe, because he was the organizer of the event on Facebook.
And it's kind of interesting. Likely the reporters weren't standing there to see this guy cross the police line. So if the police say that this guy crossed the police line, then he just crossed the police line. It's not like any of these reporters ever takes what what law enforcement or any government official says and questions it.
Right.
They might smack allegedly in front of it, but that's about all they do. So if somebody on the ground says that's what happened, then you know, to some extent, I see there's validity in their report.
About, let's see, John is a U.S. Navy veteran, a Vietnam veteran, and freelance photographer. He's very active in the local Asheville protest community, was a grassroots political activist associated with the squatters' rights movement and housing protests of the 80s and 90s in New York City's East Village and Lower East Side. Certainly no fan of the idea of squatters' rights, yep. But nonetheless.
He's so red, I don't know.
About 200 protesters began their march at noon on Tuesday towards the convention center led by a group of veterans, including John. The protesters were blocked by a row of police bicycles at an intersection a few blocks from a park where the protesters have been camping out. They had been planning on going right to the Bank of America Stadium. There are conflicting reports about the basis for John's arrest. The Charlotte Observer claims he breached the police line and was arrested. An Occupy Asheville source claims he was targeted to be arrested and plucked from the crowd. This is the Examiner reporting on this, which is more of kind of an independent internet-based journalism source. After the arrest, 30 protesters sat in the intersection and refused to move. They then set up a tent in the street. The group had no permit to march and were planning to continue to an unapproved area. So last we heard he is still awaiting bail. Not sure if he has been released today. In other news, Carlos Miller from Pixic and the
Photography is not a crime.
Photography is not a crime blog at Pixic. CarlosMiller.com is the best way to get to his website, is on the scene as well. And he writes that the DNC is getting off to a rousing start with at least five times the number of people arrested so far than were arrested during the entire Republican National Convention, including the near arrest of two journalists on Sunday. The journalists were detained after outing a group of undercover cops in a protest, according to FireDogLake.com.
Oh, well, that's very interesting. And this is something the public doesn't get. The whole Kent State massacre, agent provocateurs, like, they've come out and said that this was the case. And, these happen all the time where agents provocateur will get involved, and they're the ones throwing the rocks. And then the police react to the police in the crowd throwing the rocks. Mm-hmm. And then they do whatever it is they want to do to the protesters.
Yeah, don't be anywhere near somebody throwing a rock, because odds are good you're going to get your head caved in or something like that. Two journalists covering the DNC were confronted on Sunday by two undercover agents who assaulted one of the journalists and threatened to punch the other in the mouth for photographing them. The two journalists, Kevin Gostola of FireDogLake.com and Steve Horn, a Truth Out contributor, credentialed to cover the DNC for WORT-FM in Madison, Wisconsin, took notice of four burly, middle-aged white males during a public march. The four were taking photos of the undocumented immigrant contingent in the march. They were carrying No Papers, No Fear blue flags and had put stickers from Code Pink on their person to make it seem like they were protesters in the demonstration. One man in an orange shirt had a black piece in one of his ears. Horn and Gostola followed one of the men when they left the demonstration. At the corner of wherever, the man in the orange shirt claimed that he was a protester and did not like having his picture taken. He threatened to punch Gostola in the teeth. He belligerently commanded the two journalists to cross the street. The agent in the orange shirt sounds like a protester.
Yeah,
huh?
Right. The protester tells you to get across the street.
The agent in the orange shirt then grabbed Horn and pulled him to the corner where Molly McPherson's Scottish Pub is located. The orange shirt called for uniformed police officers to stop the two journalists in front of the restaurant. One of the agents chased down Gostola, who tried to walk away. Then on Fifth Street, a uniformed police officer ran after Gostola, who turned when he saw the officer. He was stopped and searched. The report goes on to say that Gostola deleted his photos in front of the officer in order to avoid arrest or confiscation of the device.
Yeah, and now, you know, tell me in a free country where you have freedom of the press where you can't take pictures of people, of protesters. I mean, protesters protesting in the street. So if undercover cops want to get involved in a protest and pretend to be protesters, they don't have any right to privacy.
They don't have a right to privacy even if they aren't undercover cops.
I don't care whether a cop's in uniform or not in uniform. If he's not standing on his own property or on private property, he doesn't have any kind of expectation of privacy.
Seems like it's a good way to out the undercovers. Just start taking pictures of everybody who's supposed to be a protester. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark. Hey, and those features include our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone and you want quick access to our live streams, just visit M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. The streams are there in three different sizes. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions. Also, you can link to our podcast and download software. If you don't have software on your phone that you can use to listen to streaming audio, we've got that linked to there for you as well. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
Do you like action and adventure? Do you like suspense? Do you like being scared? Are you tired of the same old crap from your fantasy and horror authors? Then try something original. Give Matthew Bellotti's books a read. As a special promotion to introduce you to his works, all his ebooks will be free to download at mwb.freetalklive.com. That's today and tomorrow, September 5th and 6th. It's all three books in the Black Blade trilogy, The Ouijiers, and his latest book, The Edge of Sanity, No Strings Attached. It's Matthew Bellotti and his fantasy, and it's the best fantasy and horror author that you've never heard of. And as a matter of fact, you know, he's a caller on the show, liberty activist, a friend of mine, and we're trying to break into the top. He was trying to break into the top 100 of Amazon.com, and he actually managed to do that in the early part of today. And credits
awesome.
Free Talk Live is really the only place he's advertising this, or at least the lion's share. And he credits Free Talk Live, and really appreciates the folks that have managed to do this. The first book, The Colors of Iberia, Book One, The Black Blade Trilogy, is already at number 45 earlier today. So if folks go and download it for free, you can push them up to number one. Be really awesome. It's mwb.freetalklive.com.
You can't beat that price tag.
Right. I mean, what's there to argue with about that?
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to go to your phone calls here. But I just wanted to add the thoughts here from Carlos Miller regarding the journalists outside the Democratic National Convention who were threatened by undercover and uniformed police officers and forced under threat of duress to erase the pictures they took of the people that they believed in, correctly apparently, believed to be undercover officers who had infiltrated the Occupy movement there and or were infiltrating the protesters. So they were trying to take pictures of these guys. They were then threatened and told that they would be arrested and their devices confiscated if they did not delete the photos. Now, that's a scary situation, especially for somebody who's never had to, you know, never been in police custody before, somebody who is maybe, you know, a novice at dealing with the police and, you know, dealing with their intimidation tactics. But I have to agree with Carlos Miller in his assessment here. He says, for the umpteenth time, police have no legal right to order you to delete your footage or confiscate your camera. That was confirmed this year by the U.S. Department of Justice. Journalists need to make a stand in these incidents, even if they face the risk of arrest.
Right, and that's what they were threatened with. They were threatened with arrest if they didn't delete these photos. And, you know, I mean, that's what cops have. Cops can arrest with impunity. They're probably not going to get in any trouble. But if journalists don't stand up and say, no, this is a free country, and I've got the, you know, the freedom of the press, and I'm not going to delete these, and, you know, sorry.
If you don't do that, you don't have the freedom of the press.
Right. I mean, if no journalist stands up, you're not going to. This is what the expectation is of journalists by the individuals in this country. People expect journalists to stand up for, you know, the freedom of the press.
I don't know that that's true. I think that people take note when journalists do, but I don't think the expectation is that journalists are like the last bastion of protection in the U.S.
But only for freedom of the press. How can the individual stand up for freedom of the press? The press has to stand up for freedom of the press.
Right, understood. But there is also a reason we were talking during the break. Are we 47th or 49th or 48th in the Reporters Without
freedom.
Right, World Press Freedom Index of Reporters Without Borders. We're 48th. That's ridiculous.
Supposedly the freest country on earth. I'm sure there's somebody listening right now that's willing to, that, you know, called the United States the freest country on earth in the last week. Well, sorry, it's not the case when it comes to press freedom.
We're
like 40-something.
Look, I don't know what these journalists think. I don't know what is going through their mind, but maybe they really do believe that story. I mean, they went to the government schools. They went to, you know, government college. They got their journalism degrees from government-sponsored colleges, because pretty much every college, except for like one or two, is sponsored by the government, is, you know, fed money by the government. So they're trained to believe probably the whole line about, hey, free country, free press, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they're out covering an event where they're confronted by the police and in a very intimidating fashion. These guys are scary. They do know how to intimidate. They're trained at doing that. And it's got to be a real shocking moment for them to just kind of, whoa, you know, Here's reality staring you in the face, and he's a big hulking thug.
Yep, all cops are good after all.
Right, who is going to possibly hurt you, at least that's the impression they would like to give you, and or destroy your $2,000 camera. And so,
case he was pretending to be a protester, so maybe that's how he thinks protesters act. I don't know.
No, they had the suspicion. These are more independent journalists anyway. Truthout.org and a website entitled... Let me see. It's a website entitled FireDogLake.com. So these are not, your
typical...
We've read
typical. Stuff from them.
Have we? Okay.
I think so.
We have not, these aren't your typical mainstream media journalists necessarily. So they should have even known better than the average mainstream media journalist should have. But, all that aside, it's tough when you're dealing with the police. It's hard, they're intimidating, and they're good at it.
Especially if you're not good at what you're doing. If it's your first or second time challenging the police on what they're saying or what they're instructing you to do, it's not easy. It's not easy to find the intestinal fortitude.
Well, right, and, maybe you can't afford to hire an attorney, and maybe the attorney's, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if the attorney's going to really jump in and try and help you out. Hopefully, there are organizations that are devoted to helping reporters that get into these situations and photographers, but you don't necessarily know that in advance. If you're not an activist and you're just somebody doing a job, you don't know about all the resources that might be out there to help you, you can feel kind of alone when they're threatening you like this. But I absolutely agree with Carlos's assessment. Look, you guys have to stand up if you want to have the rights. And I think that what's shocking is that people, this kind of dawning realization that, oh, wow, we don't have the rights we were told that we have. Look, these people are willing to just trample all over them. What do we do? Well, I would like to not go to a cage, so I'm going to go ahead and do what the officer says. And I don't blame anybody for that, fear. I don't blame anybody for acting out of fear. It's pretty common that humans do that. But ultimately, it is their fault for getting things to where they are. 48th in the world, or 47th or whatever, in the world of all the press freedom of all the countries around the world. If journalists would stand up for themselves, then we would have more press freedom. You don't have rights unless you're willing to stand up for them and protect them.
Yep.
and demand them. You can't just expect these government people to respect them, because it's clear they don't.
What evidence do you have that police officers are out there protecting people's constitutional rights? I mean, I'm sure that there are some cops out there that are doing it, but it seems like mostly they're trying to encroach upon them.
All right, so there's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. And you can, of course, share your thoughts. Maybe you're down there in North Carolina at the convention, and or you're outside of it, involved in the protests. Would love to hear your stories. 855-450-3733. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We give them to you there. They're on the house, and they include the webcam. A lot of talk show hosts want to charge you for things like their webcam. We give it away. So go to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy that. Actually, you can go straight to the cam by visiting cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Worth every penny, the cam. When it comes to potential police abuse, most important place to protect yourself as well, driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection. It's the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. It's an easy-to-use unit. It has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone, GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed. I think that probably the most important thing about this unit is you don't have to do anything. You turn on your car key, and it turns on. You turn it off, it turns off. It keeps the last 8 hours and whatever sort of important events it decides are there, and it just keeps them. It's just doing it all the time. And then when you have some incident, whether it's an accident or, you know, let's hope not, but an encounter with, you know, say a police officer doesn't remember the story exactly the way you remember it, you'll have the ultimate witness, the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. And it's on sale right now. As a matter of fact, the guy who runs the website called me up today. He says, I'm running a sale. I want to do some ads on Free Talk Live, so I can move some units, and this is a limited-time offer. So if you've been thinking about getting the dash cam, now's the time. Go to freedomcam.net. And by the way, Ian, they take bitcoins.
Excellent news.
Nice.
Freedomcam.net.
All right, so toll-free number here again is 855-450-FREE. And so we're sharing an update here from Carlos Miller at carlosmiller.com. The Photography is Not a Crime blog. And I may have misunderstood. He may not actually be in North Carolina for the DNC. He was at the Republican National Convention because Carlos is based out of Miami, so trivial matter for him to get up to Tampa. But he is reporting on what's going on at the DNC, and apparently it is intimidation tactics surrounding the indie media, basically. They've threatened a couple of photographers, a couple of journalists, independent journalists, and intimidated them into deleting their photos that they had taken of people that they believed to be undercover officers who had infiltrated the protest movement, which isn't uncommon. Carlos says that he, when he was in the Republican National, when he was outside of the Republican convention, had hanging around some indie bay journalists, Dave Idd and Jacob Crawford. He spotted a pair of undercover Secret Service agents, or they spotted a pair of undercover Secret Service agents, whom they had spotted 2 days earlier in a labor march. And he's got the photos there to prove it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were in the labor march, and they saw them hanging out and chit-chatting with the secret, you know, with the actual obvious Secret Service people. And so, you know, you've got it going on at the Republican convention, you've got it going on at the Democratic convention, police infiltration of protest movements.
And this was Secret Service, it's not just the average cop.
That's true. And not only that, but you've also got Austin police admitting that they have infiltrated the Occupy movement. According to MyFoxAustin.com, in December, Occupy protesters, some of which were from Austin, blocked the entrance of a Houston port. A group of protesters were charged with a felony because they linked their arms with a device called a lockbox. They claimed that Austin police helped them make it, and now they want charges to be dropped. Dave Cortez, an Austin occupier, claims he had an interaction with one of the Occupy one of the undercover officers. Cortez said, supplying and encouraging these folks in Houston to be more aggressive with these actions. This man would attend our meetings, pull me aside, and say, we need to do more aggressive actions, which he encourages the folks to do, in Houston. Austin police confirmed Friday undercover officers had infiltrated the group to gain intelligence about plans of breaking the law. Based on concerns from citizens
to encourage the breaking of the law.
That's what it ended up being. Austin police chief or assistant chief Sean Mannix says, based on concerns from citizens in the movement and actual criminal activity taking place in downtown and City Hall Plaza, it was determined plainclothes officers blending in with the surroundings was necessary in the safety and participants in the community. Mannix says one of their detectives testified in court. The assistant police chief walked out afterwards, dodging reporter questions, saying there's no internal investigation. He says because of the nature of the ongoing criminal trial, he can't make any further comment.
They weren't going to comment anyway. They don't have any obligation. They're not going to. The average person in the public, I believe, when they think about an undercover in a situation like this, believes that the police officer is there in order to gain intelligence and to forestall any violence that might occur. What they don't believe is happening is what is happening, which is that these police officers are encouraging people to be violent and that they're supplying people with the tools of violence that they've encouraged. So, people that would otherwise not necessarily do what they're going to do, I think it's just wrong.
Right. So they had this lockbox device, and I'm not sure exactly what that is. I haven't looked that one up. But they had a device that essentially escalated their protest to felony charges. And they say the police were the ones who encouraged this. They were the ones who, the undercover cops that had infiltrated the Occupy movement, were the ones who came up with the idea and encouraged the lockbox action.
I'm sure it's true. I mean, we've heard the story too many times.
Yep.
This is just playbook stuff. It's not like the government doesn't generally use the same plays over and over again. That's what they're doing.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. You can bring up what you want. Pat is listening in McConnellsburg, Pennsylvania, to FM Talk 103.7, the evolution of talk. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, man. Me and a buddy of mine were chat earlier today, and we were wondering about old Britney Spears, if she's still flashing her stuff.
You're wondering if Britney Spears is still flashing her stuff. Can you tell me a little bit more what you mean by that?
Remember back in I think it was L.A. was flashing her tooth, I think.
Wasn't she getting out of a car and not wearing underpants?
I believe that that was the situation.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, there are some important issues in the world, and this is certainly one of them, apparently, to a lot of people.
I am so glad he called in tonight, because I myself have been wondering.
You were waiting for this topic
that's
to
right.
come up.
I've been waiting by my television.
Pat, you know, honestly, I don't really follow Britney Spears, so you might know better than I whether or not she is still flashing her stuff. I don't know if she did it on purpose. But I can tell you, if her career tanks, she'll probably end up flashing her stuff. I thank you for the call, Pat. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Apparently, there's news on Britney Spears from the last hour. I mean, good Lord. You thought that nothing was going on with Britney Spears, and here you go.
Oh, the pop media
is all
over.
Amazing what Google brings to you, right?
Yeah, New York Daily
News. What's the latest, Mark? What do we need to know about
Britney Spears?
Britney Spears
made the first move in a relationship with fiancé Jason Tarwick. I know nothing.
Oh, so. Does that mean she asked him out?
What's that?
She asked him out or something like that? Or
Here's the byline. I haven't read this article. I guess I've been under the microscope so long that I don't even pay attention to the nonsense anymore, the singer said of her life in the spotlight.
Wow, this is deep.
Yep,
these are the important issues of our time.
He has a guitar in his hand. He looks very pensive.
I would be, too, if Britney Spears was making the first move on me and I had a guitar in my hand. I'd look pretty pensive.
She looks like she has one of those plastic ankle casts on. Maybe it's just some kind of fancy shoe, though.
So there are a lot of people. Now, I don't know if he was joking or if he was really seriously wanting to know if Britney Spears was still flashing her cooch.
She appears to be singing in her underpants on the cover of Elle.
That's kind of close. Kind of close to a cooch flash, I guess, but not really.
Underpants? Does not.
Take a look. These are granny panties. Sparkly blue granny panties. Come on.
Really? Those are granny panties. You're correct, Mark.
What else would you call that?
I would call them glittery.
Glittery blue granny panties.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you want to say about this? I mean,
I'm done.
Yeah, okay.
I've said all I want to say about it.
Stay safe, Mark.
The dude's sitting in the back looking at sheet music, looking pensive again. This is his trick. He's just like, whatever a picture is taken of me, I'll look pensive.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves.
You probably can't even add the four.
You really can bring up anything, and we'll attempt to say something intelligent about it. We really will. 1-855-453.
I've developed an opinion on this guy already.
Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try Once Daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, New World.
New World, where we are.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their health erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to Gibson'sHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of these airwaves toll-free. 1-855-450-3733. And I think we just proved it a moment ago with the guy who sounded somewhat inebriated calling about Britney Spears flashing her stuff, or her cooch, as he ended up clarifying for us. 855-450-FREE, because these are the important
issues. I think it's unfair to say that she flashed it. I mean, she was getting out of a car.
Supposedly an accident, but maybe not. Maybe her career was faltering at that time, and it was a devious, calculated move.
I know when I do it, it's intentional.
Right. Was 9/11 an inside job, too? I mean, what kind of conspiracy theory is that? I mean, the lady wasn't wearing underpants, which is not an uncommon thing to do. You don't do it. She was wearing...
Clarify, you're pointing at Ian.
I am.
Does that mean you do wear underpants?
I'm not discussing this on the air.
No fun.
I would go on the record and say, yeah, I'm pro underpants. But, you know, so, I mean, she's not wearing them. She's wearing a short skirt. I mean, she is Britney Spears. She's some of a fashion mogul gal. She's supposed to wear these kind of things. She's getting out of a low limousine, and, something happened.
It certainly wasn't a glamorous shot. It certainly wasn't something that was, planned in advance.
It wasn't Sharon Stone in Fatal Attraction or whatever was.
But, the word certainly got around.
Basic Instinct, I think you're thinking of.
And I didn't think that was that great of a shot either.
The word did get around, though, right? I mean, you remembered it. I remembered it. I don't know.
The caller is still asking about it.
I mean, did you remember?
Yes, I remember the shot.
Even though 100% of the people in the studio aren't really pop culture, we're not zealots about these sorts of things. I don't follow the scene. I didn't know who her boyfriend was. I can't tell you what the name of her
husband was.
And so, I'm not a follower of the scene, but, when somebody like Britney Spears' stuff is on display, word gets around.
It was a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah.
That is Free Talk Live's official position, is that Britney Spears' crotch shot was a wardrobe malfunction.
Until she calls in to tell us otherwise.
Indeed.
Right.
I want to find out about this new guy, Jason Tarwick, though.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't like his poses in this... DailyNews.com article. It bothers me.
What is going on here? Mark, are you feeling protective? Brittany, what's going on?
I think Brittany is, I could just look at her here and tell she's a musical genius. I mean, the way she's singing this microphone in her sparkly granny panty drawers here.
So is that her a boyfriend with a guitar in his hands?
He's got the guitar in her hands. And then look at the next picture down. He's looking at the sheet music. As though this guy's just... He's intent on things. He's a pensive man.
He's a real
man.
Musician.
Yes. And
Unlike Britney Spears.
I've got Britney Spears hanging on him.
If he were a
him.
Real musician, he'd be wearing the sparkly granny panties.
That's right.
So, you know, this kind of brings up the inevitable subject of pop culture and the obsession that a lot of Americans have with it. I mean, you have whole magazines devoted to it. There's, you know, as you've seen, if you, you know, Google Britney Spears and click the news results, all kinds of different stories come up about her. You can fall into this world of who's dating who and who's having sex with who and cheating on who and getting divorced and having babies and what new projects are they involved with, what new albums and movies and things like that are coming out. And there's no end to it. I mean, you can delve into the world of pop culture as deeply as you want to.
You've said with and so many times in that long run-on sentence that I don't even know which is the objects and which is the direct objects and where who and whom should be even placed.
I really don't know either.
Go ahead.
I'm just spouting off here at this on this issue of, you know, this bread and circuses that I think, you know, pop culture is a part. Sports, I think, also is another kind of area of this. Now, look, if that's what you're into and that's what you like and that's what your free time is spent on, but I'm not saying it's a bad thing for you to, you know, have an interest in something else that's not you and your life. Obviously, we all have things that we enjoy doing. We all have our hobbies and the things that, you know, that are our preferences. I just think that, you know, there's no denying that some people are absolutely obsessed with this to the point where it could be detrimental to their own lives. I have the concern that, you know, if you're spending all your time concerning yourself with who's dating who and all of that, what about your own life? What about the things that are happening with your family or your friends or the, you know, your coworkers?
Out in your own yard.
Yeah.
Well, on your own street.
This could be applied to news, too, though. The vast
news junkies.
The vast majority of news that we talk about on this show really doesn't affect the average individual. We use these news stories as foils to talk about freedoms, and that really does affect people's lives. You know, a lack of freedom. Mostly, most people aren't pushing the envelope of freedom in this country, but it's an effect on them at the very least. But most people, you know, I mean, when you turn on the evening news, you're going to hear about somebody shot at the corner store, you know, many blocks away or another city or two away. And that doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't change anything. I took a break from news for a couple of years. And
it's still there.
And it was the same thing when I came back.
Same thing with pop culture.
I just watched trash TV for the first time. And
what is trash TV?
I think it was
Maury
called
Povich.
Wife Swap. It was some terrible show. It was terrible.
Jerry Springer.
Yeah. You just watch.
Were they swapping their wives in the sort of sexual sense, or was this one of those shows?
No, it was
where
not kinky trash TV.
It was just where they were
trading. They swap households or something.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It's like the redneck goes to live with the ritzy boot camp instructor or whatever. I don't know. It was enough. It was an hour of it, and I was like, yeah, I got to go. I'd much rather go outside and sit in the sun. It's just trash TV. There's no substance to it.
So, look, I get where you're coming from, Mark. I think that you're right. I mean, any immersion beyond a certain point into anything, I think, can be detrimental to one's life, whether you're a news junkie or a pop culture junkie. I think that's true. And I ultimately, you know, I want people to have the freedom to enjoy their sports and their pop culture and their news or whatever it is that they're into, or
it must
video
to
games.
Some extent be innate. I mean, if you and I know what's going on with Britney Spears coming out of a limousine with no underpants on, then it is deep and pervasive in society.
Because
we do not watch this stuff at all.
No.
And, you know, the very fact that we know shows just, you know, what an incredible sort of idea or meme or conversation there is around Britney Spears in America.
Absolutely. And I just it's just sad that the conversation isn't around to me. You know, obviously we have our priorities and preferences, and everybody's got their own viewpoint, and, you know, nobody's necessarily wrong or right in the viewpoint of what their preferences are. But that doesn't mean we, you know, our preferences are invalid or our opinions are invalid. And I think that it's sad that people are so concerned with the lives of the stars and the celebrities as opposed to their own lives while, you know, their freedoms are slipping away. Is it going? Are people still going to be looking at the magazines, what the People magazine, and what are some of the other ones? Star magazine, I think, is one of them. These kind of impulse buy sections where you're checking out the grocery store, you see them there. Are people still going to be just immersed in this as the police state rises around them, as drones are flitting about the skies?
Because they already are.
Right.
They already are. So it's not going to get any better.
I know, and that's what's so sad about it.
It's very true.
You know, you've got all these horrible stories about oppression, photographers having their cameras, you know, broken and stolen and threatened, and, you know, news journalists being intimidated, protesters being arrested. You've got all kinds of really important things out there that could actually affect how the rest of your life plays out, or the rest of an individual's life plays out. And they're just oblivious to it all. Oh, we got to figure out who's winning the sports team.
My life is so stressful. I need the escape of looking at this magazine and seeing all these pretty women who have been photoshopped to death.
Yeah, they're not even real.
They're not even real.
And
vicariously through them.
Is it true? Do they?
I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is, but it's certainly
something to talk about.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're at this is something that I've heard. Julia has told me about this because she works in kind of like, you know, an office environment where you get the water cooler talk and all that. And it's something that people can relate to one another about, even though it's not real, right? Like, it's not really something they can relate about. It's just something they can talk about. Oh, well, let's talk about the Patriots. You know, that's a big thing up here in the Northeast. Or let's talk about the TV shows that that everybody watches together.
Yeah. A friend of mine used to watch TV just so she would have something to talk about with her coworkers at the cubicle farm where she worked. And I just can't imagine doing that. I would much rather spend my time in my evenings doing stuff that doesn't involve watching TV.
You know, it's easy to sit on this high horse, but I've got to say that, you know, I just caught myself today playing, you know, online on Facebook, Michael Z. Williamson, an author that I like, I watch him on Facebook, and he, you know, he asked, well, who would win in a knife fight of all the presidents past and present? And, you know, I mean, really, have I done anything more than read an article about Britney Spears, essentially, by spending time deciding whether or not Andrew Jackson could take George Washington? by the way, I got my money on Jackson.
Jackson's got it, yeah.
Yeah, Jackson's a bad mamma jamma. And absolutely, he was. Teddy Roosevelt I like, but I mean, he probably didn't have a lot of training in the area of knives, more bayonets.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome on this issue or whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airways. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
Do you like action and adventure? Do you like suspense? Do you like being scared? Are you tired of the same old crap from your fantasy and horror authors? Then try something original. Give Matthew Bellotti's books a read. As a special promotion to introduce you to his work, all his ebooks will be free to download at mwb.freetalklive.com September 5th and 6th. All 5 of his books, free, no strings attached. It's Matthew Wayne Bellotti, the best fantasy horror author you've never heard of. mwb.freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.